broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Mary Corsetti. The House approves a bill to legalize cannabis at the federal level, and the House Speaker insists there's still time for Congress to strike deals on coronavirus relief.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes there is movement on a coronavirus relief deal based on a bipartisan proposal, but that $908 billion proposal is far less than what Pelosi and other top Democrats previously accepted. Pelosi also says she agrees with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell that combining COVID relief with a larger spending bill to prevent a government shutdown is the best scenario.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Vice President Mike Pence at the CDC in Atlanta announcing who will get the vaccines first after they get approval from the FDA.
We're going to put a priority on our seniors and staff in our long-term health care facilities, and we're also going to be a priority on health care workers.
America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to increase. They are now up to more than 1,800. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 215,000. More than 35,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Montgomery police have launched a death investigation after a man was found dead downtown. Police responded to the 100 block of South Perry Street, where they found the man dead just after 7 o'clock last night. Police have not released the man's name or a cause of death. And hundreds of new jobs are on the way to the Selma-Dallas County area. Hometex, Inc. plans to expand its PPE manufacturing operation in Selma. The expansion is expected to create more than 300 new jobs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you are a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, on a Friday TGIF edition. I'm getting a report that 85 North past Perry Hill, someone's describing it as horrible. If somebody can confirm that to me, I would appreciate it. You can text me or call me, either one. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, thanks for taking my call. Like I said, I'm staying at home today.
You are, what?
Finishing off the last of turkey. Yeah, man, I've been watching it rain. You know, earlier, right before the top of the hour, you were discussing and talking about the herd mentality. Mm-hmm. That the idea of employees that we're all in this together and we're not going to get caught. Everybody's doing it. And I think back the Atlanta teachers scandal, where they were changing grades for bonus money. And it just snowballed and got out of hand. I just want to throw that out there. You know, don't think this kind of thing can't happen where, somebody...
No, it's one of the big motivators is for the greater good. In other words, for the greater good, we're doing this. And this is why we have to kill Hitler. It's for the greater good.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you think Donald Trump is Hitler, then doing something that is illegal or out of bounds, you're killing Hitler.
You know, I flip around the station, the channel every once in a while, and it's amazing just the hateful rhetoric you'll hear coming out. People are always, they can't say Trump, and in the same breath, they're always going to say Trump liar, Trump this, that. They just doing. Dan, I did have some good luck. Night before last.
Yeah.
I went on Facebook. I found that the president's speech, and I was able to watch it, and stream it, and it was upbeat. But what I really liked about it, a couple of times he pulled out charts, and they had the spikes on there. It was very professionally done.
Right.
But I noticed the charts. They weren't on a video screen. Dan, the charts were on paper.
Right.
And that's what this is all about, the paper trail. It, that's not paper trail. It's not something of toilet paper being stuck on your shoe coming out of the restaurant. Paper. I'm sorry. I just remember. I've you've heard it before. I remember when we did. It was drug tested back in the military. There's that chain of custody, and it cannot be broken. And this is what this is all about. It's just there's too much mystery in the vote, and it's got to be fixed. That's my 2 cents, man.
Sam, I appreciate your 2 cents. I'll give you $1.50 change, okay?
Dan, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Ta-ta. Flower Child, how are you, my dear?
Well, I'm wonderful.
How like that?
President Trump is going to be our next president. Like I said, he's let the bank robber commit robbery. And now we've got the affidavits and the evidence. And then, as Sydney says, got to follow the money. And I tell you what, if I was those four people on that Georgia video thing, I'd fear for my life. Because when they start pointing upstream who told them to do this, they're in danger. And we know somebody told them to do it. And my biggest guess would be Stacey Abrams somewhere is involved in that. What do you think?
I don't think that Stacey would probably have dealt with those people directly. I think the election manager would be a different story.
Yeah.
That's the guy in the red shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. But what Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell are trying to do with they want the legislators to call a special session,
right,
and decertify these votes, and also that little secret agreement that Brad Rossenberger and Stacey Abrams signed. They need to undo that and make that null and void. I mean, why would you have another election if you got the same rules in place?
Yeah, well, the legislature, somebody needs to take some action here, without a doubt. And I think Kemp has been a failure. I think the Secretary of State's been a failure. They're outside of the Capitol, as we speak, outside of the governor's mansion and the Capitol, which are pretty close to each other. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they've got police out there, I understand, from talking to somebody that's there. And it's a pretty big group.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, this is one of Q's sayings, is that that these people won't be able to walk down a street when all this comes out. And it's getting to that point that everybody is realizing. But everybody needs to, in these swing states, have a special session and uncertify so that before the deadline. And then they can go to... You know, the legislature of each state can then direct their electoral votes.
Well, when you look, having worked on ballot security since the 70s, mm-hmm. the problem with this whole thing is that it all gets lost in the ether. So separate the envelopes from the ballots, and then you don't know where the votes are. Mm-hmm. And then somehow you lose the envelopes or you're not able to look at the envelopes. I mean, it's not hard to do right, but you've got to do it right. You can't have breakdowns in the system. The problem is you've got some folks that take the system and they go, we're not going to do it that way. We're going to do it the way we want to do it. That's going to benefit us. And that's why you have Hell County, Green County, I think it was Washington County was the other one that does some pretty wacky stuff. Well, it happened in Jefferson County, too. They do some pretty wacky things.
Well, you know, Sidney Powell said that there's 10 more U.S. representatives that we won and 6 more senators. So it's on, we need to recount every state, not just the swing state. Because like what you're saying is...
you're talking about 6 more state senators?
No, U.S. senators. I don't know how you want to say it, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure how you come up with that, but...
Well, she's saying, like, John James won, and then, you know, you get the...
McSally.
Yeah, McSally won instead of Kelly, and, you know, on and on. I don't know the other ones. But I've been saying from the get-go, I think that the Trump will have... the Republicans will have control of the House and not Pelosi.
Well, I hope you're right, but, boy, we better come up with something quick.
Yeah, well, never give up on Trump. He knows what he's doing, you know. And what I understand, these are federal RICO cases,
yeah.
What they're doing.
Oh, no. Let me tell you what. If they try to go in and tamper with an election, you're in a whole different level of law-breaking.
Mm-hmm.
And sedition would be one of them. And that's mm-hmm. pretty high up the food chain.
Like I've been saying, that treason, they're going to get Mo. There's a reason Trump rebuilt that island. And y'all have a good day.
You have a good one, too, and a nice Bye. Beach, too.
Don't they have a soccer complex?
They have a soccer complex. I've been there. They didn't have a soccer complex when I was there. It's actually a beautiful place. Beautiful place. I wanted to go scuba diving there, but they're going, yeah, that's no good.
Right.
Too many mines. Whatever to Dan, I don't know. He's in little itsy bitsy pieces. He's now fish food. Okay, well, we're going to do the drawing at 2:30, 2:45. Don't jam me up. So if you want to get in, you better get in like right now. Don't do that last minute stuff. Okay, here we go. Paula Reed, you guys know how much I love Paula Reed. I love Paula Reed. Paula Reed, Trump and Barr dust up. Listen in.
President Trump did not address the surge of new COVID cases yesterday. He did, however, say that Attorney General William Barr is not working hard enough to find evidence of election fraud. Barr says the Justice Department has found no evidence that Mr. Trump lost because of fraud. Paula Reed has more on this story.
President Trump on Thursday would not say if he had confidence in Attorney General William Barr.
Ask me that in a number of weeks from now.
The tepid response came just 2 days after Barr told the Associated Press the Justice Department had looked into complaints about the election, but has not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election.
They haven't looked very hard, which is a disappointment, to be honest with you, because it's massive fraud.
The courts have roundly rejected the Trump campaign's claims because of a lack of evidence of massive fraud. CBS News has also learned the president was not happy about the article and had a tense meeting with Barr on Tuesday.
Whether you go to Wisconsin, where we just filed a case, or Michigan, or if you look at what's happening in Georgia, as an example, or Pennsylvania.
The tone in Paula Reed's voice now just irks me. So, you know, this is one of those things, you know, Donald Trump could actually be right on this thing, that that Barr has said to these U.S. attorneys, the U.S. attorneys know they're on the way out, and by doing something, are they getting their way out faster? In other words, if you're a U.S. attorney in Atlanta, do you go and start investigating this? And then how about the FBI office there? Something that's kind of interesting, that this is a bottle of wine and talking to folks. You know, they came out and started doing this Georgia in play. If you take the thesis that they knew where they were going to do the votes, they knew that where they had the lift, and so they knew Georgia. So whatever Georgia's number needed to be, they were going to try to hit it. And so that's why they were kind of doing the, well, Georgia's in play. I think they were thinking about Texas, and they threw that out there also, but then there were too many eyes on target, and that wasn't going to happen because you didn't have a governor that was rolling over. And you could get away with it in Michigan because you're in Detroit. And you could get away with it in Pennsylvania because you had Pittsburgh, but mainly Philadelphia. And you could, I mean, if you really track this, you could get away with it because you only had basically Maricopa County and a little bit of Puma County in Arizona. Nevada, you can get away with whatever you want to. It's Clark County is it. The whole shooting match is Clark County. It's like 72% of the vote came from one county, Clark, which is Las Vegas. So when you look at it that way, you just take this handful of counties that are there.
Right.
It really doesn't take much to get that done. And if the deep state is doing that, what is the influence of the deep state on the FBI office in Philadelphia?
Right.
Or Atlanta.
And if Barr's actually doing something, would he tell the press?
No, he wouldn't tell the press. But right. I think that all he did is say to the U.S. attorneys, if you find out something, I don't think he said, go look for things, go investigate. Right. He said, if you have something that could do it, feel free to investigate. You don't have to ask us. Let's go to the break and come back to Red Top after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit Duval'sLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit Duval'sLandscapes.com.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes. Hey, you know, we're heading to the bottom of the hour here. That means we're going to be doing a drawing. Let's go to Richop. Richop, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, gentlemen. First of all, stunning interview with Mo Brooks.
Well, good. I'm glad you liked it.
And while I'm listening to it, I'm going, Alabama has two representatives. I haven't heard from one in 3 years. It's amazing how Martha Roby has literally left the building.
Yeah, let me tell you what, when she decided to not run, she clocked out.
That's just not right. You're not sent there to clock out.
Well, she was, you know, she was having a hard time because she was playing the Boehner game and was on the appropriations, and she was moving up fast up the food chain because Boehner really liked her, but she would do what he needed done. And then when Boehner fell apart, then she started getting kind of buzzsawed a little bit. But when she let go of talk radio and doing interviews, and this was years ago, that's when she just kind of gave up.
Well, the minute Trump came in the picture, she was gone.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll tell you something. If Trump would have been on the ballot and she knew she was going to lose.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I'm going to tell you the way it is. That's a fact.
Yeah. Joey, I get this picture of Dan. You know, we've been talking about Georgia and Washington and Dan. He says, I've gotten in my contacts in Atlanta and all that. I get the picture of Dan sitting in his house with different colored phones. He's got a blue phone for one city and I'm sure he's still got a red phone from his D.C. year. Yeah, that's right. But like from that movie, oh, my gosh, Dan. It's so funny.
Flint.
And the yellow, yeah. No doubt about it. So Dan's out. He's got all his hotlines at home. Has your juvenile delinquent got out anymore?
No. I tell you what, Jeff has fixed my fence up. My biggest problem is Benji the mud dog.
Next time get a black brown one.
I wonder if I can trade him in for a new model there.
Wow. You know, Just for Men has got a color brown that is fitting perfect. You know, you just need to match the bud, Dan. And to make you feel better, I have a customer now. I just finished her house, and they moved to the other house. And they keep bringing the dog back because this dog can walk straight up that chain link fence.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had a 6-foot wood privacy fence, and in their new house, there's a chain link fence. Well, like my boxer could walk up that fence. We could not keep that dog in space.
Yeah, I had a neighbor whose dog broke his foot doing that. He got it caught in the chain link fence, and it snapped it.
Yep.
That was expensive. That was an expensive little deal.
Yes, it was. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's why I don't need a dog. Who in the hell can afford to go to the vet anymore? You need, like, 3 life insurance policies, you know. And Joey, one other funny thing about Dan, we gonna humor Dan today because he's the only person I know that has true food strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I mean, this is tactical. This man is going through like a military operation. We get the strategy. Yes, sir. So between that and the colored phones, I do believe Dan is truly a unique person. Been an incredible week. I'm looking more optimistic all the time with what's going on. And so thanks for being great informers, both you guys, and keeping their spirits up for us. Y'all have a great time. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Take care, Red Top. Have a great weekend. Eric, we're going to finally get you in here, buddy.
Dan, the weatherman.
How are you doing?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I got a first-time caller driving the truck. He's in the truck with me. He is a conservative. And I informed him about your background with Ronald Reagan. And I'm telling you the truth. I couldn't think of a better person to call than yourself. And it's a blessing because, and I won't tell you now, by the way, this morning I called Jack Campbell. I told Jack Campbell, I said, Jack, this bud's for you.
Except in my case, it's Corona's for you, but that's good.
I know for you, Corona. Amen to that. But I was talking to my young friend right here, and he's a man, but I said, you know, he worked for the greatest president that, in my opinion, that ever was. And he's first-time listener. And I got him right with me as we speak. And I got him on board. I got him on board. We got a new one. I'm trying to recruit. I'm trying to get everybody.
Well, Eric, I appreciate it when you recruit.
Hey, listen, I mean, because you're a good gentleman, and what you did for our country, you served for a great man. But listen, is it too late to go ahead and get in for the drawing?
No, because let's say this is the fifth time you've called. I mean, you've been calling for the last hour and a half. So,
I keep having to turn it off because I get calls from work. I can't, you know. I mean,
we're with you. Give me a month and day of birth. I'm gonna make an exception.
6/17.
Exception for you, my friend. You're in. We're gonna do that drawing in just a little bit. Randy and Charlotte, hang on. I'm gonna go to a break. We're gonna do the drawing now. If you want to get in next week's, hang on. If not, that's cool. Gonna be back right after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Every great pool has a great pool partner, and I'm not talking about a flotation device. I'm talking about a team of pros that make sure your pool is clean and pristine and always inviting. For me, that team is Fagan Pool Services. Veteran founded, owned, and operated for two generations. The Fagan family has 50 years, that's 50 years of experience in providing excellent pool service and maintenance. I picked Fagan after my previous service installed a system that failed after 6 months. Fagan came to the house, diagnosed the problem, and fixed it the same day, and they've been my team ever since. Fagan can handle all repairs, including pool liners, motors, pumps, filters, salt generators, and leak detection. Fagan pool technicians are dependable and deliver friendly customer service. I trust them completely. For renovations, repairs, and great service, partner up with Fagan. For a quote, go to Fagan, that's F-A-G-A-N, FaganPoolServices.com, or call 334-201-1819. That's 334-201-1819, Fagan Pool Services.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a storm system riding along the Gulf Coast affecting the state with showers today, but it should be out of the way by the weekend. So for today, showers are likely from time to time. I can't rule out maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, especially in South Alabama. Kind of a breezy day today with a high in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, most of the showers and drizzle will fade out by, let's say, midnight, and then it turns cooler, overnight low 38. Tomorrow, start of a storm-free weekend. Plenty of sunshine on Saturday. Highs in the upper 50s on Saturday and Sunday. We'll see some more clouds than sun on Sunday, but still dry. And then a little cooler on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, with a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs. Shop online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Charlotte. Charlotte is such a nice person, they named a city after her. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey,
Hello, Dan. Hey, Joy.
Hello.
I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you having Mo Brooks on, for one thing, and how proud I am of Mr. Brooks for standing up for all of us people out here.
I want to tell you something. We are very, very fortunate to have in this state one of the most conservative fiscal hawks in the country, and that's Mo Brooks.
He just, you know, that made my day. Let's put it that way.
Instead
of being angry, I'm proud today.
Good. We don't want you angry.
Well, you know, you can't help but get angry sometimes about the way things are going. If President Trump had lost in a fair election, I could handle it. But when you know it's cheating, that just does something to me.
Yeah.
But I'm very thankful that you had Mr. Brooks on, because he gives us some hope that they are good people in the world.
There are. And Mo's one of the people at the top of my list.
Yeah, and so I'm just so proud that we have him in Washington working for our state. And I just wanted to thank you for that, and tell you that I'm praying for you and your illness. And I'm praying for Joey to find him a nice woman.
Oh, my. You need to keep saying extra one for me.
Yeah. I mean, and do about four Hail Marys while you're in there.
At his age, he better be looking to settle down pretty soon, or he's going to be old enough to be a grandpa before he's ever a daddy.
Oh, that's when the rumors start, too.
Oh, man.
But I want to get in on the Sweet Creek drawing.
Okay, we're going to do that. And you're going to be in next week, okay?
That's fine. And my birth month is 2, and my birthday is 20.
220.
Six days down the street from me.
And I can't be in on the other drawing because I've already won that about 2 months ago, and I know I have to wait 3 months before I can enter again.
There you go, statute of limitations. Charlotte,
right.
I want you to have a great day, my dear.
Well, you too. And if I don't talk to y'all again before Christmas, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Don't be a stranger now. Don't be away from me that long.
I listen every day whether I call you or not.
Well, that's good. I like a dedicated audience. Charlotte, you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you very much.
Ta-ta. Randy from Snowden. Randy from Snowden, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Hey, guys. Put me in Sweet Creek for next week, 10 or 15.
10 or 15, you're in, buddy.
That lady just made that comment about Joey over there. The truth be known, Joey ain't looking for no girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
Uh-oh.
Debonair Joy.
Let me tell you what the problem is. Joey knows they're just after his money.
Yeah. It really is money, Dan. This is time. Joey got the time.
Well, yeah. Joey's got the money, but he doesn't have the time. You're right about that.
Yeah, I'm like Scrooge McDuck over here in the gold. Like.
Yeah, let me tell you something. If you guys would have known about the lottery ticket when he won that and how much that was, I mean, y'all would be all over him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Joey, like me, I'm single too. I just can't find the time to listen to no other half. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, I just want to make a comment to Joey, give him a mouth for that call.
I'm not sure how much that helped him out, but thanks for telling me, Randy.
We'll see you.
Randy from Snowden.
There's some
matchmaker, make me a match.
There's some wisdom there. You want to do the drawing?
Let's do the drawing. What do you say?
I think we should.
And the winner is Duke.
What?
Yeah.
Duke of Earl?
Yeah, Firewood Duke.
Well, Duke, my friend, I know you've been waiting on this for a long time. 272-9228, you need to give me a call so I can hook you up. Send your information down to Reed and Karen Ingram. Now, you need to get all the information, because I think also in that you get the telephone number, but if you can get that and pass that on to me, even though we know the Duke true identity.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, let's do Polo Reap. Duke, got to call me now. I want to get you done for this weekend. I want you to watch the football games and join some Sweet Greek, and I'll be over at about 12. Let's go listen to Polo Reap, another defeat for Trump.
A few hours after the president made that claim, the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear a petition from his legal team to overturn the results of the election in the state and kicked the case down to lower courts to sort out factual disputes.
The campaign says it will continue to fight in Wisconsin. And so far, this litigation based on false claims of a rigged election has helped the campaign and the RNC raise over $200 million since Election Day. Gail.
That's a lot of money, Paula. Now we hear the president is threatening to veto a defense spending bill that it seems his own party supports. So why is he doing that?
Well, Gail, the president has threatened to veto the National Defense Authorization Act, a bill that has been passed by Congress for 60 years, unless lawmakers add a provision limiting protections for social media companies. But even members of his own party have said that has nothing to do with a bill that helps fund the military. Now, lawmakers do have a way to get around a potential veto. It would require a bipartisan effort, two-thirds of the House and the Senate. They have the votes, but so far it appears they're calling the president's bluff.
They are going to call the president's bluff because you can't accuse the Democrats of doing what they're doing by tacking things into NDA and then have Trump tried to do the same thing, just isn't going to work that way. But good try, Donald J. Trump. Let's see here. Oh, we got to do the gun thing. We don't, oh man. Gun grab. But let's do it this way. Let's do the, hold on, mic blocking the thing. Biden's Second Amendment. Biden's pick for Surgeon General says guns are a health care risk. Now, this was on Fox and Friends, and then we're going to move up a little further in the program as we go here. Listen in.
Joe Biden's next Surgeon General declaring gun control a health care issue, as other Democrats he's considered for cabinet positions echo that sentiment. If Biden surrounded himself with these options, what does that say about the future of the Second Amendment? Joining me now is Gun Owners of America National spokesperson Antonia Okafor Cover. So let's go ahead and take a look at this tweet. This is from Joe Biden's pick for Surgeon General, the appointee. This is Vivek Murthy, from 2012. And this reads, quote, "Tired of politicians playing politics with guns, putting lives at risk because they're scared of NRA. Guns are a healthcare issue. Hashtag debate health. Are guns a healthcare issue?"
No, they're not. And frankly, for trying to make that a healthcare issue is really doing a disservice to the hundreds of thousands, particularly now in 2020, who are actually impacted by a healthcare issue. If the Biden administration would do what's best for them, they would stick to the pandemic and they would leave the gun rights to people like us at GOA.
Okay. I'm going to make the argument by that not having a gun is a healthcare issue.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody points a gun at you, takes everything away from you, and then takes that gun and hits you with it. That's a healthcare issue.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody is trying to kill you, somebody breaking in your house, they could kill you, and you have a gun. That's a healthcare issue.
Well, and not having basic liberties is a danger to my health.
Absolutely.
Especially my mental health.
Biden's HHS person also had some things to say in her past. Listen in.
Now, let's take a look at this. This is former potential Biden HHS secretary pick, which is Rhode Island Governor Raimondo, who says, also, by the way, that she will not be in that position. But Gina Raimondo says that guns are a health crisis. And this reads, quote, "This is one of the most disturbing and preventable public health crises of this generation. And we owe it to our children to take action." So, look, there has been a lot of conversation. These are two examples on this side of the aisle where you have, you know, the Second Amendment. A lot of people argue up for grabs here as far as what's going to happen with it. And a lot of people who are in favor of the Second Amendment are pretty upset, as you can imagine. Some people have said that her stances penalize those law-abiding citizens, not the criminals. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. The thing is, unfortunately, what we see with both of them is that we're in a day and age in the modern Democrat Party where no longer do we have the days where we have the blue dog Democrat, the ones that, you know, are pro-gun and can be a Democrat anymore. And that's why we see in Georgia why it's so pivotal and important that this Georgia Senate race wins in the favor of the pro-gun individual, which is Loeffler. And so that's why at GOA, we are fighting hard. We're on the ground right now, and we're asking those people who are at home to help us. And if they want to, go to gunowners.org/volunteer to really help us on the ground and make sure that we win for the future of the country.
Okay, so she's going to move on to the Biden and the Second Amendment and the Georgia runoff. Now, let me tell you something. Don't take this lightly, because in the clips we're going to do after this one, you can kind of get a better feel for why this might be happening. Then I'll add my narrative to it. Listen in.
Is how important is this Georgia Senate runoff race that is happening on January 5th?
It is very important. Like I said, this is literally the future of the country. It's going to make a huge direction, particularly on the gun issue. And that's why we at GOA make sure that we have the right candidate. And that's why we are behind Loeffler for this one.
Okay, so someone in this race is Raphael Warnock, Reverend Raphael Warnock. Let's go ahead and take a listen to what he had to say in a sermon in 2014.
You've got politicians who go to church every Sunday morning and then walk into that Capitol, stand under that gold dome, and come up with the dumbest legislation you can ever imagine. And what we need is more guns.
What is your response?
You know, like you said before, I absolutely agree that you don't win anybody in the South by trying to say that if you don't love God, if you love guns. If anything, it was my faith in Jesus Christ that helped me realize that if I really truly wanted to take care of my fellow man, that I would preserve and protect that right for them to exercise how they can take care of themselves and protect those that they care about. Life is important and life matters, and that's how we protect life and preserve life.
Well said. And I'm going to tell you something. There's so much at stake on this Georgia Senate race. And I think it's crazy that Lynn Wood's talking about don't vote in the Senate race. And I tell you, Lindsey Graham and some others just really jumped on him. I didn't know his past was he who contributed to Obama. We have the winner of this weekly Farm Market gift basket, the one and only Duke.
Hey, thank you so much. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm fine. I rode by your house today and blew the horn. I don't know if you heard me or not.
I did not hear you. Did you?
I was taking some wood to one of your neighbors down the street.
There you go. I'm glad that you you're in the neighborhood. Okay,
yeah,
Duke.
I beat the ring just by a second. Go ahead.
You're the winner. You've been working in it for a long time, buddy.
I have. I tried to call Joey's station this morning, but he had some people on that talked too long, and I had to go. But why? At least that video of these people doing that. What's so hard about finding out who they are?
I think the only thing you do is ask the election manager. The problem is, everybody, the answer to things is, oh, there's no problem here. But how much have they really investigated? I thought what the Attorney General talked about we have found no evidence of that. The question is, how much investigation have you done?
Really?
Is finding no evidence meaning nobody sent you a letter and you went to your mailbox and read it and said, here's the evidence? Or did you do an investigation with it?
Why isn't Ray FBI all over it, like white on rice? I don't understand it.
Plausible deniability, I guess.
It's going to be swept under the rug like nothing really happened. Just keep moving on.
Let's not say that. I don't want that to happen. I'll lose faith in the country. I'll have to move to the Cayman Islands and become a dive master.
Okay. Well, I appreciate everything. I appreciate the win.
Well, my friend, you know the rules of the game.
I'll call you back.
You call me back and let me know what you got. And when you say hello to, Reed Ingram for me.
I'll make sure I do. I appreciate everything. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. He is going to be a great winner. You've never met Duke, have you?
Oh, I have.
You have? Where'd you meet him? A prison, no.
Well, no, actually, I was going to the gym, and this guy, I won't name the color of the pickup truck, in this pickup truck, just as I'm getting out of my car to go into the gym, just pulls up and goes, "Hey, Joey!" I look at him. Yeah, and he's staring me down.
You want some candy?
I'm Duke! And it's like, what are you doing, following me? Anyway, yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a really good guy. I mean, and what you hear on the phone and that personality, that's him in person.
No, absolutely.
Gonna go to a break. Coming back, final segment. Believe it or not, final segment on a Friday of the Dan Moore Show. I cannot wait.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everyone covered on your Christmas list. Blessings has a great selection of Christian books and supplies, including beautiful Bibles, and engraving is free. Blessings is now offering shopping by appointment before or after hours, or you can utilize their curbside pickup option. Come get your Christmas shopping wrapped up at Blessings and even wrapped for free. Blessings, a Christian store at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook or online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner for your business, printing brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and even custom wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they accept returns. Laser Copy can mail all your Christmas packages and deliver them safely. Laser Copy can create custom Christmas cards for your business and family. Visit them at lasercopyinc.com.
Located at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Okay, guys. Let's say, so we can get to Papa B, so he can get his shots in at me. Let me do one more of the gun grab, and let me tell you something. This is very serious. Remember how they have made the whole COVID stuff is a health care crisis? Well, imagine that they do that with guns. Now, what you can hear this guy talk about is that the gun problem is very geographically narrow. It's not across the country. It's a very geographically narrow, but they're going to make this a crisis. Listen in.
Person who's up for HHS in the Biden administration, Vivek Murthy, tweeted out in 2012, tired of politicians playing politics with guns, putting lives at risk because they're scared of NRA. Guns are a health care issue. All right, Colleon, we got you back. What do you think of his assessment that guns are a health care issue?
I couldn't disagree further, but I've seen this tactic before, and they've been saying this for years. And what they're trying to do, it's a very insidious way and a big scare tactic to put people in an emotional state. People are going to be more inclined to give up civil liberties and their personal rights whenever they think something is a health crisis. And so that's the state of mind that they want a lot of people in, because people are more willing to do things that are on a more extreme level. But at the same time, what they're not accounting for is that gun violence in America is a very particularized issue, and it's not a health issue, it's a socioeconomic issue, because the vast majority of the gun deaths in this country most of the gun deaths in this country happen in very specific areas in this country.
Right.
And what they don't want to do is face that fact and thus make it a global issue so that they don't have to, so they can just punt that political football down the lane.
So just remember, when you're talking about COVID, they made it a health care crisis. And think of all the liberties that have been given up because they did it that way. Let's go to, we've got more of that if we have time. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joe. Well, you know, it's always an assault on liberty with these folks.
Exactly right.
They cannot, For years, decades now, one thing right after another, soft push here, pointed push there, constantly walking you to the cliff. You know, I agree that, you know, guns are hazardous to your health. If you're trying to take them away from me, I'd say that's a very hazardous thing to do. You shake your head in unbelief and say, how have we gotten to this point? Nobody in their right mind would have ever even suggested such a thing.
Well, when you read about crazy liberal ideas, part of what they'll say, they won't say it out loud, is you've got to control the guns so you can control the people. If people have guns, they're not controllable.
Yeah, I agree with that. Right on that one.
Yeah,
that's the reason we got the Second Amendment.
Exactly right.
You know, you go to all these other countries that are basically enslaved to the state in the European Union, you know, being oppressed in every direction. Well, you know, they gave up their rights to bear arms.
Yeah.
And these politicians are just drunk with power. So, yeah, okay. But, you know, I just want to say this about this black table votes and everything. Dan, my only concern is, you said if the FBI or if an FBI agent comes in, my only concern is, are they going to?
Yeah.
Because I can't see it. I don't see
it. It doesn't appear that they have so far.
Yeah, well, hopefully that we'll get some better news. It looks like Trump is having to fight this fight all by himself, just like everything else. And if anybody looks at this situation, like with the FBI, the DOJ, the Alphabet Soup Intelligence Agency, it's almost like, hey, we were right all along. They have chosen sides in the social fight. And it ain't ours, Dan. So I don't know what's going to happen next, but we'll find out, I guess. All right, guys.
Don't get me, Papa B, don't get me discouraged now.
Well, I think we got some better news coming out, so we'll look forward, okay?
You got it, my brother. You have a good one.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Let's play the second part of this clip from Kalana Noor. He's a African-American guy, really good. I've seen a lot of YouTubes in this guy. He is the man when it comes to guns.
Well, after he tweeted that out in 2012, then a couple of years later, he doubled down on it. Speaking to the Washington Post in 2015, he said, the statements I've made in the past about gun violence being a public health issue, I stand by those comments because they're a fact. They're a fact that nearly every medical professional who's ever cared for a patient will attest to. So you may disagree with him, but he's all in on that idea.
Yeah. Well, then the beautiful thing about making it a health issue is that you can create subject matter experts that really aren't experts on the particular issue. Yes, a doctor may be an expert at treating gunshot wounds, but that's all he's dealing with respect to firearms. Right. So he's already going to have a negative perception about guns in the country anyway. However, that doesn't make him an expert on gun laws and legislation. Right. But they understand that, and this is why they do it.
Well, we don't know if that person's going to wind up Secretary of HHS, but we do know that the president-elect Joe Biden, you know, he ran on stricter gun controls.
Yes, no, absolutely. I mean, Joe Biden has a history of actually imposing gun control laws that a lot of us in the gun industry have been fighting against for a very long time now. And then even when you talk about some of these anti-gun groups, they praise Joe Biden on his gun control record. So it always baffles me when people don't really take a look at Joe Biden's history on the gun issue and realize that he's probably one of the most anti-Second Amendment people in position to be the president that we've had in a very long time.
Now, remember how the COVID stuff has happened. You have people that are an authority in one area telling you what you need to do and basically taking away your liberties. They're not looking at anything on the other side. Mental health, amount of suicides, what it's doing to someone on a fiscal basis. And he's exactly right. And the more I have read, and when I saw this, I said, you know, it harkened me back to an Investor Business Daily article talking about, will healthcare and guns collide? And they were kind of going like, you know, there are people that are saying, all these people are being shot, it's a health care issue. And the incredible thing is, this is putting such a burden on our hospitals. I mean, they literally were saying that. Well, stop shooting each other and get some law and order, Joey. Thanks for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Benji's texting me. So when are you going to be home? Be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Riddell, the great. He's